Good afternoon, everybody. So this week we'll continue talking about some topics from Sfiras HaOmer. And this week I want to focus on whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, "Usfartem lachem imalchas haShabbos miyom haviyachem es Omer atinufa, Shabbos Shabbosos tmimos tiyena." You should count for yourselves from the day after the first day of Pesach, from the day that you bring the Korban HaOmer, 7 full weeks. And the Gemara in Menachos, Handav Samachem Ebeis, quotes a braisa that says, "Tanur Rabbanan, usfartem lachem, shtei sfira lachol echad ve'echad." According to some of the Rishonim, what the braisa is trying to be mechadish is to tell us that lest we think that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer applies only to Bezdin, only to the Bezdin HaGadol, so we should infer from the Torah's use of plural language of Usfartem Lachem that this mitzvah actually applies to each and every individual. Shatei Sfira Lachol Echad Be'echad. However, what is the scope of people, what is the scope of individuals included in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Would this mitzvah apply only to men of bar mitzvah age and older, or also to women? Now, why would it not apply to women? So the reason why it wouldn't apply to women is because at first glance, it seems like Sfiras HaOmer would be a mitzvah saseh shazman gama, which the Mishnah and Gemara and Maseches Kiddushin inform us, that women are peturos, are exempt from mitzvah sasei shazman gama, such that if Sfiras HaOmer were a mitzvah sasei shazman gama, it would not obligate women. Now, why does Sfiras HaOmer appear like a mitzvah sasei shazman gama? Well, because it's set on a very specific date. We count Sfiras HaOmer from Tes Zayin Nisan all the way until Chag HaShavuos, until the 50th day. So, and the Torah says explicitly, "Mimachras HaShabbos miyom haviyachem es Omer atinufa," that this count is supposed to be from the day after the first day of Pesach, from the day on which you bring the Korban HaOmer. So it seems like this mitzvah is dependent on a certain time, and therefore, at first glance, we would have defined it as a mitzvah saseh shazman gama, such that women would not be obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So it happens to be that there's actually a machlokas rishonim on this very question. The Rambam, according to the reading of the Kesef Mishnah, and also the Sefer Achinuch, and most of the Rishonim, accept the concise analysis that we just gave, and they say exactly, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shazman gama, and therefore women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. They're not going to be obligated to count the Omer. However, there is one opinion of one of the major Rishonim, which is the Ramban in his commentary Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where he says just in a very passing way that women would be obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that Sfiras HaOmer would not constitute a mitzvah saseh shazman gama. So we have before us a machlukas between two of the major Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Ramban, as to whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shazman gama. The Rambam paskins that it is, and therefore women are exempt from mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, whereas the Ramban paskins that it's not, and therefore women would be chayavos in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So the questions I'd like to address today. So the first question is, what exactly is the root of the dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban? What's the nekudas hamachlokas as to whether to define the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer as a mitzvah saseh shazman gama? Of course, with the major nafkamina being whether women are going to be obligated or exempt from this mitzvah. And the second question is, what, if anything, does that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shazman gama? So what does it reflect about our general understanding of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Is it just a local question as to whether women would be obligated or exempt from the mitzvah? Or does this question itself actually reflect something larger and more global about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So as we introduced, certainly the position that seems more sensible at first glance, on its surface, is the position of the Rambam and Rov Rishonim that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer would be a mitzvah saseh shazman gama. And that's because the mitzvah is taloi bizman. It starts on the 16th of Nisan, and it depends on that date. And therefore, we can very easily understand the position of the Ramban. However, how are we going to explain the position of the Ramban? Why would the Ramban say that Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah saseh shazman gama, such that women are obligated in the mitzvah? So I'd like to explore two broad views of the position of the Ramban, each one of which has some details and in its subcategories. The first explanation of the Ramban actually stems from a tshuva of the Maharam Chalava, so another one of the Rishonim, where the Maharam Chalava explains that according to the Ramban, The reason why women are obligated in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, the reason why Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, is because the mitzvah is actually not Taloi Bizman. It's actually not a mitzvah that depends on a specific date or on a specific time. We thought that the mitzvah depends on Tes Zayin Nisan, but that's not the case, says the Maharam Chalava. The Maharam Chalava explains that actually the mitzvah is dependent on an action. What is that action? So it's the action of Hakravas HaOmer, the offering of the Korban HaOmer. Now, of course, it happens to be that the offering of the Korban HaOmer had to take place on the day of the 16th of Nisan. It had to be on Tes Zayin Nisan. But nonetheless, it's not the time period of Tes Zayin Nisan that triggers the obligation of Sfiras HaOmer. It's another Maisa Mitzvah that happens during that time that triggers the obligation of Sfiras HaOmer. And that Maisa Mitzvah is the Hakravas HaOmer. The Maharam Chalava actually offers us another very interesting mashal. And he explains that, for example, women would be chayavos in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon on Achilas Matzah, even though Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah that's Tluya Bizman. So it happens to be that women are chayavos and achilas matzah regardless. But he's just giving as a mashal that even though achilas matzah is taloi on the zman of tes vav nisan, even though achilas matzah has to be done as a mitzvah on the 15th of Nisan, so, and we would have thought that therefore it would be like a mitzvah saseh shazman gama, but nonetheless, women would be obligated in a Birkas HaMazon for Achilas Matzah because the Birkas HaMazon wouldn't be Taloi Bizman. It would just be something that's connected to a Maisa Mitzvah that is Taloi Bizman. So too, with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, the Mitzvah of Hakravas HaOmer is Taloi on the Zman of Tes Zayin Nisan, but the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is dependent on the Maisa Mitzvah of Hakravas HaOmer, not on the time of Tes Zayin Nisan. And because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not Taloi Bizman, but rather Taloi B'Maisa, therefore explains the Maharam Chalava that according to the Ramban, women would be obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer would actually not be a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gama. And if that's the case, then what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? So Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, in a long piece of analysis of this question, actually suggests that perhaps the Rambam and the Ramban argue about the essential trigger, the essential nature of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Whereas, according to the Ramban, the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer was the Korban HaOmer, the Havoas HaOmer, and therefore the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is Talei B'Maisa, such that women would be obligated. According to the Ramban, perhaps, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not Taloi on the Maisa Hakravas HaOmer, but rather on the Zman, on the time period of Tes Zayin Nisan. And therefore, according to the Rambam, because the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is Taloi Bizman, it would be considered a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, such that women would be exempt from the mitzvah. And Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla actually suggests at one point in his analysis that this is actually the Rambam and Ramban Lishitasam on a different other fundamental question that we've discussed in the past. Namely, is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer a mitzvah de oraisa or mitzvah de rabbanon bizman hazeh? Does the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer remain a de oraisa or does it default to being a de rabbanon? So perhaps that very question also depends on the same question as to whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. If we think that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is taloi bizman on Tes Zayin Nisan, so Tes Zayin Nisan exists nowadays just as it existed bizman hamikdash, and therefore it would be a mitzvah de oraisa, which is exactly how the Rambam paskins, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah de oraisa bizman hazeh. Whereas according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah is toloi bikorban haomer, so the mitzvah would be a mitzvah de rabbanon bizman hazeh, which Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla assumes is the view of the Ramban. And if that's the case, then the positions of the Rambam and the Ramban align very beautifully. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah de oraisa, and that's because he really holds that it's a mitzvah that's Taloi Bizman. And we actually, in the past, cited the view of the Aruch HaShulchan, who explains the position of the Rambam according to those lines. Whereas according to the Ramban, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah de rabbanon bizman hazeh, because it's Taloi on the Maisa Hakravas HaOmer. But at the very same time, because it's Taloi on the Maisa Hakravas HaOmer, therefore it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women would be obligated in the mitzvah according to the Rambam. Now, it's true that the Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla notes in the continuation of his analysis that this might not really be the case for the Rambam, because again, as we've noted in the past, the Rambam codifies the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchos Tamidin Umusafin and thereby connects the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer to the Korban HaOmer, such that we might have to have a different explanation as to how the Rambam views the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer as a mitzvah de'oraisa b'zman hazeh, despite its connection to the mitzvah of Korban HaOmer. But nonetheless, that little tidbit of analysis is certainly very interesting on the part of Rabbi Yochanan Fischel Perla. So up until now, we've seen one explanation of the position of the Ramban, namely that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer depends on the Maisa HaKravas HaOmer, which although the Maisa HaKrava takes place at a very specific time on Tezai Nisan, nonetheless, it's an independent Maisa to which is the trigger of the obligation of Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore women would be obligated in Sfiras HaOmer because it's not a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, but rather it's a mitzvah that's taloi on another Maisa mitzvah, namely HaKravas HaOmer. Now I'd like to explore another broad explanation of the position of the Ramban, which is to say that Sfiras HaOmer is actually considered like a mitzvah sachag. It's actually considered a mitzvah that's included in either the Chag of Pesach or in the Chag of Shavuos. So what do we mean by that? So the Avni Nezer explains in a tshuva that Sfiras HaOmer is dependent on the time period of Mimacharas HaShabbos, on the day after the first day of Pesach, and because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah of Mimacharas HaShabbos, so therefore, we can include it as part of the mitzvos of Chag HaMatzos. Really, what the Avnei Nezer is trying to say is that the Zman of Mimacharas HaShabbos is really a Zman of Pesach. Pesach is the day of Tesvav Nisan, and then when we say Mimacharas HaShabbos, we mean the day after Tesvav Nisan, but that really refers to a Zman that's considered part and parcel of Tesvav Nisan, meaning it's like a quality, it's something that modifies, it's a modification of the Zman of Tezvav Nisan. I mean, the day after Tezvav Nisan, quote-unquote, it's a Chalo Zman Bifnei Atzmo that's connected to Chag HaMatzos. And therefore explains the Avnei Nezer that because women are obligated in the other mitzvos of Chag HaMatzos, like Pesach Matzah Umaror, so too, women would be obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which is also characterized like a mitzvah of Chag HaMatzos. Now, of course, this is a huge... novelty on the part of the Avnei Nezer. It's a big chiddush because we wouldn't have viewed Sfiras HaOmer as a mitzvah that's part of Chag HaMatzos, even if we think that Sfiras HaOmer is meant to link Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos. Nonetheless, it's another far step to say that Sfiras HaOmer is actually considered like a mitzvah of Chag HaMatzos itself. So that would be a very big chiddush on the part of the Avnei Nezer. I also saw in the name of the Rav, quoted in Rav Shechter Sefer Mekninei HaRav, that the Rav took the opposite approach, that mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is not included in the mitzvos of Chag HaMatzos, but rather included in the mitzvos of Chag HaShavuos. Why would that be the case? So we've explained in the past, I think even last week, that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, in addition to its other aspects, also has an element as being a mitzvah that establishes the Zman of Chag HaShavuos. And therefore, the Rav was mechadish that according to the Ramban, because women are obligated in the mitzvos of Chag HaShavuos, in celebrating the day of Chag HaShavuos, so too, they would be obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer is the mitzvah, or is the means by which we establish the day of Chag HaShavuos. So both the Avnei Nezer and the Rav are explaining that according to the Ramban, Sfiras HaOmer is considered like a mitzvah sachak. Either it's included in the mitzvah of Pesach, or it's included in the mitzvah of Chag HaShavuos. And because women are obligated in the mitzvah of Pesach, that would be the Avnei Nezer's approach, or because women are obligated to celebrate Chag HaShavuos, that would be the Rav's approach. So too, women would be obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So what we've seen so far is two broad explanations of the position of the Ramban. The first one of the Maharam Chalava, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama because it depends on Hakravas HaOmer, on a Maisa mitzvah, not on a Zman. And the second one being that Sfiras HaOmer is actually included in mitzvah Sachag, either in Pesach, that's the Avnei Nezer, or in Shavuos, that is the Rav quoted in Rav Shechter Sefer. So now, getting to our second question that we posed at the beginning of the Chabura, which is, what, if anything, does this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, as to whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is the mitzvah of Saseh Shazman Gamas, what does that reflect about our general understanding of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So I'd like to answer that question based on another interesting machlokas between the Achronim. The Magen Avraham comments that although we paskin like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, and therefore women are pituros from the mitzvah, they're not obligated to do Sfiras HaOmer, the Magen Avraham comments that Shavya Alayhu Kechova, that women have accepted upon themselves the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer like an obligation. And the Minchas Chinuch, in his commentary in Mitzvah Shin Vav, he challenges the Magen Avraham that this is very difficult, that we can't just apply this concept of Shavya Alayu Kechova to any mitzvah. How can it be that we apply the concept of Shavya Alayu Kechova to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? The Minchas Chinuch says, it's not like Tfilas Arvis, it's not like Mariv, which some of the Rishonim, like Tosos, explain that we accepted upon ourselves Kechova. So how can it be that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is Shavya Alayu Kechova? And the Prima Gadim, in response to the Minchas Chinuch, before the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch was coming after the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim says that maybe Sfiras HaOmer is Ketfilas Arvis. Maybe Sfiras HaOmer does have, maybe it should be treated like Tfilas Arvis. This is a very interesting little snippet of a machlokas between the Achronim, as to whether Sfiras HaOmer is subject to the concept of Shavya Alayu Kechova, just as the Tfilas Arvis is subject to the concept of Shavya Alayu Kechova. The Minchas Chinuch says absolutely not, whereas the Prima Gadim explaining, the Magen Avraham says, perhaps Sfiras HaOmer would also be considered like Shavya Alayu Kechova. That just as men accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Arvis, of Tfilas Arvis, as a Chova, so too, women would accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer as a Chova. Perhaps what lies behind this comment of the Prima Gadim is that Sfiras HaOmer maybe has an element that is similar to Tefillah. Maybe Tefillah is a mitzvah that is particularly subject to the principle of Shavya Alayu Kechova, and the machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Gadim would then be how much or to what extent is Sfiras HaOmer really like Tefillah. The Minchas Chinuch is saying that the Sfiras HaOmer is not like Tefillah at all. It's a totally different mitzvah. You can't just apply the principle of Shavya Alayu Kechova to any mitzvah. But the Prima Gadim, perhaps, he doesn't say this, but perhaps the Prima Gadim would say that there's an element of Sfiras HaOmer that is actually like Tefillah. And just as we apply the concept of Shavya Alayu Kechova to Tefillas Arvis, so too we can apply the concept of Shavya Alayu Kechova to the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer because it has an element of Tefillah, and thereby explain the Magen Avraham's position that women have accepted upon themselves the obligation to count Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh. But what other expressions do we have of Sfiras HaOmer having an element of Tefillah? So another interesting expression is the fact that Sfiras HaOmer is supposed to be done be'amida. Many of the Rishonim quote a medrash that says that on the pasuk of be'hachel chemish ba'kama, that the medrash says atikrei ba'kama ela bikoma. When the pasuk says shiva shavuos tisborlach me'hachel chemish ba'kama, that we should count 7 weeks for ourselves from when the sickle hits the grain, there the word kama means standing grain. So the medrash explains and extrapolates that really that we should read the word kama not as standing grain but as koma with height, and thereby the medrash derives that we're supposed to do the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer be'amida. We're supposed to count the omer while standing. And one of the reasons given for this is in the Zohar, which is quoted in some of the Achronim, including the Aruch HaShulchan, that maybe the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is an inyan gadol ketfilah shmona esrei. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is parallel to the mitzvah of shmona esrei. And just as we stand during shmona esrei, so too we have to stand for the mitzvah of Sfira. That would be another interesting expression of a parallel between Sfiras HaOmer and Tefillah. That when we have some din that applies to Tefillah, we can apply it to Sfiras HaOmer as well. Another very interesting indication of some connection between Sfiras HaOmer and Tefillah is what the proper placement is for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer during davening. In the Sefer in Harei Kedem, he quotes a machlokas between the Achronim, between the Gra and the Prima Gadim, as to whether Sfiras HaOmer should be before Aleinu L'Shabeach, the way that we practice, or whether Sfiras HaOmer should follow Aleinu L'Shabeach. The Gra says that Sfiras HaOmer should be after Aleinu, whereas the Prima Gadim and the Chok Yaakov say that Sfiras HaOmer should be prior to Aleinu. So what's the machlokas between the Achronim? So Harei Kedem explains that according to the Rav, this machlokas was actually about the nature of Aleinu. Is Aleinu kind of the cap of our experience in the Beis HaKnesses, or is it the end of Tefillah? If it's the end of Tefillah, so then it should be done before Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer is not part of Tefillah. But if it's kind of the last stage of being in the Beis HaKnesses, then because we do Sfiras HaOmer in the Beis HaKnesses, so you should do Sfiras HaOmer first, and then say Aleinu before departing from the Beis HaKnesses. But I thought that perhaps the machlokas between the Achronim could also be related to how you view Sfiras HaOmer. If we say that Sfiras HaOmer is actually, it has an element of Tefillah, so then maybe we would want to go out of our way to integrate it into Tefillah, such that we would want to have Sfiras HaOmer prior to the recitation of Aleinu L'Shaveach. What emerges from all of these makoros, whether it be the Prima Gadim and the Magen Avraham, that Sfiras HaOmer can be subject to the principle of Shavi Alayu Kechova, just as Tefillas Arvis is subject to that principle, or whether it be that Sfiras HaOmer has to be done while standing because it's an Inyan Gadol Ketefillah Shmona Esrei, or whether it be that it has to be done prior to Aleinu, perhaps because we want to integrate it as part of the other Tefillos. So what emerges from all of this is that Sfiras HaOmer has some element of Tefillah. An idea that I actually heard from Rav Rosenzweig as well. And perhaps the machshava that lies behind this this idea that Sfiras HaOmer has an element of tefillah is really gets to the root and the essence of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer itself. As we've repeated many times throughout our shiurim on the topics of Sfiras HaOmer is meant to be a mitzvah by which we track our growth in avodas Hashem from zman chirusinu from chag hamatzos to zman matan torosinu to chag hashavuos, where we experience the transition from being free people without the order and the rubric of Torah, to a truly free nation of Im Ben Chorin Elamish Yasof BaTorah, to people who have the privilege and the zechus to follow the Dinei HaTorah as we're going to receive them in Chag HaShavuos, and thereby be as free as we can possibly be, grow as much as we possibly can within the framework of Zman Matan Torosinu. And the way that we experience that transition of going from just a brute type of freedom to an ideal type of freedom is by tracking our growth in Avodas Hashem, both short-term and long-term, preparing ourselves for being Mekabel the Torah and Zman Matan. And if that's the case, if Sfiras HaOmer really means to play that type of role, then we can certainly understand that we can certainly understand why Sfiras HaOmer would be parallel to the mitzvah of Tefillah, which itself is the paradigmatic Avodas Hashem. Everyone should have a great rest of the week.